I've been keeping really good notes.
Okay. So yeah, I just have recorded. I forgot to press the record button again, but we did come back into open session.
At 7:09.
Okay.
We tabled at 7:09 and entered at 7:10.
We tabled one action item, and then the superintendent's report.
All right. We have schedules done. There are two very colorful schedules. I don't remember if they're front and back for you guys or what, but our schedules for next year, the elementary and middle school, are done. Every class or every grade except kindergarten will get PE at least 2 days a week. We broadened that out. We've worked on our electives. I let the teachers know that we are looking for academic or artsy things and not playing strategical games. So we will have the sign-ups for the, what do we want to call them, the electives. And so that we'll have that. We've got one art class, possibly something dealing with coding and that. Another, I think Miss Susan is going to go with that mathematical drawing again, and then I know that the guitar is Mr. Page's thing. So,
is this drastically different?
You know, it's different enough that we were able to move Mr. Hernandez around so that we could get two of the class periods by Ed. The other thing that's different is by expanding it to keeping it at eight hours, but only having one section of fifth grade and one section of eighth grade. We're able to have two preps so that I have all of the staff members helping supervise lunch either inside or outside. So they get a partial prep and their lunch, and then they supervise the whole lunch period. Yep. So that helps us because otherwise we've got parents doing the supervision and kids will react better to teachers. So
do we have any idea about what we're going to be needing teachers for? We're going to need one for the junior first, right?
Actually, the way it's going to work out, we're going to have a class of about 22 or 23 first graders, and we're going to have 16 junior first graders. And so, speaking to the two first grade teachers, Ms. Parker volunteered to take the junior first class, and Ms. Martin was excited to do the first grade again. So I have the same assignment for 2 years in a row. So we settled that right there. I mean, unless we get a huge influx of first graders, we're sitting good right now. So really what we need to hire would be a second grade and a fourth grade teacher.
Second and
moved
a fourth.
Everybody around.
And and of course, we don't know if everybody's going to take their contract, but we assume so.
Right. I mean, I'm assuming because those people said they wanted to come back, but we'll find out.
We know we're going to need a second and a fourth, probably.
Second and fourth is the two holes that I have right now, yes.
Okay.
Let's see. Thursday, starting this Thursday, we're basically going to full time with all of our workers so that we get some things done. Our pairs are coming in on Thursday, and they're going to work all next week, and then that's their last week to be working. Our custodians are working the rest of this week, and then they're going to their full-time schedules next week, 4 days a week. We're going to work long days. And so I think we'll be able to get a lot of things done. We're going to use the paras to come in and help us. I had a couple in today, and we got the other fifth grade room, that's why we can't have our meeting in there tonight, because we got that all cleaned out and organized and stuff getting ready to go to storage in the morning. So we're going to use them for the different types of work that we need to get done. We had the gas company here. We fixed three water pipe leaks. I do want to tell you that the guy or the plumber that came, the pipe down there coming in from the road is horrible. And it is going to need to be replaced.
Is that a knock-a-water line, though?
Well, because it's on the school property,
it's our problem.
Why? Yeah. So what that does, I think that may fall under FSB, but I'm not 100% sure.
So is that something we have to do a bid on?
Well, we'll have to do bids on anything.
There's a guy down here, he's really highly qualified, Tony Cattell, and he works for the government doing that. So if we put out a thing, we should let him know because he's local.
Anybody that wants to bid... I believe that we're going, we thought we had one leak.
Right.
We actually had three.
Uh-huh.
And when they took that pipe out, it looked like it had been, it was like iron underground for decades.
Really?
You know, like,
and it, what, it what was, kind of pipe
it
is
was
it?
It was in bad shape. I mean, it was really rusty. I'm assuming it was iron. I mean, it just, and we replaced
really?
It with PVC, but the plumber just said they can't, I think on their bid, they said they can't even warranty the work because the pipe's so bad coming in. So I just, I mean, just so you guys know, we do have that kind of sitting there. If we can find a way to get some help from the state to pay for it, that's kind of our hope.
Yeah.
The news with COVID, we don't really know what's going on and what's going to happen. So I've told the teachers to use this time to basically be prepared so that they're ready for the first month of school. And if something happens and we need to transfer to packets and things like that, that they already have everything lined up and it'll be a smooth transition for them to put it into packets. So I don't know that we're going to know really until we get sometime into July whether we're really going to be able to open or not on time. We completed all the grants, so Donna's already been shifting the money and putting
who's doing
the
grant?
Right funds.
Huh? Who's writing the grants?
Well, it's kind of been a combined effort depending upon which grant. Sometimes it's Julie and I and Donna. Sometimes it's Julie and Donna. Sometimes, you know, it just depends on what part of it. So it's good. We've got all of our money. We're actually, even Donna said today, we've got some money already for our upcoming year. So we know now we've got the money to spend on July 1, which is huge. Saves us lunches. We served 140 this week. Somebody asked already, so we already talked about that. Talked about last month, real issues with our roofs. We had a guy here today who says we need to repair it, but we don't need to replace it. So I'm hoping that we can get somebody else in here that can look at it. If we're going to go through the FSB and replace the roof, he figures we probably have a few years left, but there are enough problems that if we go around and take all the pictures of the leaks and everything, he said maybe the FSB will get you in the process of getting it replaced. I talked about the 012 and 013 fund performance pay for teachers. I not only have this year's done, I went back and did last year's. One of the things we're going to get dinged on in the audit was there was never a sheet that was done to show what the teachers had done to qualify for the bonuses that they were given.
Now, what year was that?
Last year.
Oh.
And the only problem is they really didn't qualify for the last bonus that they got.
So you're saying they got the bonus, but there's no reasoning behind it?
Well, what you're supposed to do is make a spreadsheet, and then you have to check so many boxes, like your percentage of tests. Successful test takers went up, and you know, and that, and then you marked it. So what happened was last year we don't have, I mean, the data from the test taking wasn't enough to suffice to show that the teachers should have gotten it. So just like this year, we only have possibly three teachers that are going to get the 013 bonus. Last year, everybody got the 013 bonus, but nobody should have.
But that was before you came.
Yeah, this was last year.
The
reason I had to go back and do it is because the auditors wanted to see it.
Right.
So I showed Donna and I said, okay, here's the spreadsheet, Donna.
See, that's when our board is in transition.
The good news is it's done. The bad news is you paid everybody and nobody should have got paid.
Well, that was a big old, remember that whole transition thing when Donna was here first, you know, poor thing.
We've got it now so that if they want to see it, we can show them, and it was a mistake that the bonuses were paid out, and that's all we're going to be able to say. And we did not pass that along to the auditors because it really didn't give us a defense for what they were looking for. And then the last thing that I have for you guys is we've changed our typing, our computer room time. And Julie Morgan is going to be in charge of all of the, actually, first through fifth grade typing. We will not have kindergarten typing because we went to half days. The kindergartens are going to all get, they'll all have their own iPad. And so there'll be enough for each classroom, each session, morning and afternoon. They'll all have their own iPad for the different activities that they want, the teachers want to do. Julie will be working with the first through fifth graders. And we're purchasing a program called Typing Without Tears. It's tied to that. We sent those teachers to Phoenix last year with Learning and Writing Without Tears. And so it's all tied in together. So I'm hopeful that we can kind of start using some of that curriculum. And then Julie will take over. She'll have the whole grade at one time, all both classes, and she'll have a para to help her in there. And then the teachers have team planning time of 40 minutes every day at the same time, so they can work together to make sure that they've got, that their classes are online and they're all covering the same stuff. So that is my report. Questions?
Negative.
Okay.
On my part.
Yeah. All right. If there's anything else, we would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Can I second that motion?
Aye.
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 What time was the adjournment?
7:28.
28?